Good morning. It's Monday, August 3rd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a busy shopping district in Idaho turned into a crime scene Saturday afternoon. Three people, including the suspected gunman, died after a shooting near an In-N-Out Burger in Twin Falls. Police responded to reports of an active shooter shortly after 2:30 p.m. local time and declared the threat over about an hour later. At least two others were injured. Twin Falls Police Chief Matthew Hicks said investigators are working to identify the shooter and determine a motive, while roads around the commercial area were temporarily closed. Authorities say there is no ongoing danger to the public, but the investigation remains in its early stages as detectives piece together what led to the attack. Another news. Wildfires continue to spread across eastern Washington, forcing one of the largest evacuations the region has seen in years. Around 60,000 people have been ordered to leave their homes as the Spokane area fire threatens neighborhoods across the city. Officials say the blazes have destroyed roughly 600 buildings, including homes and businesses, while burning more than 5,000 acres around Spokane. Firefighters have not yet contained the fires, though no deaths or injuries have been reported. Spokane Mayor Lisa Brown described the disaster as the region's worst natural emergency, while Governor Bob Ferguson has declared a statewide emergency and requested federal assistance. Weather conditions remain a major challenge for firefighting crews around the world. After days of military threats, diplomacy is taking center stage. President Donald Trump says negotiations with Iran will begin Monday, though he declined to reveal where the talks will take place or who will participate. The announcement follows Trump's decision to pause planned military strikes in hopes of reaching an agreement over Iran's nuclear program and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil shipping route. Iran has also intensified diplomatic contacts, with Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi speaking to officials in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. While oil prices fell on hopes of de-escalation, both Washington and Tehran continue to warn that military options remain available if negotiations fail. Another news. A deadly ferry fire has sparked a major search and rescue operation off Indonesia's coast. Authorities say at least five people were killed and 41 remain missing after a passenger ferry caught fire while sailing from Surabaya to Makassar. More than 225 people have been rescued, with many escaping by jumping into the sea before being picked up by nearby vessels. Rescue officials say several ships remain at the scene, but have struggled to approach because of the risk posed by flammable cargo on board. A larger rescue mission is now heading to the area as officials continue searching for survivors and investigating what caused the blaze. Another news. The migration surge into Ceuta is now triggering political repercussions across Europe. Following the arrival of tens of thousands of migrants, 22 European Union member states have called for coordinated action to strengthen the bloc's external borders. Italy has temporarily suspended passport-free Schengen travel arrangements with Spain, while Spanish officials insist migrants entering Ceuta cannot continue into mainland Europe. Morocco has blamed social media misinformation and human trafficking networks for encouraging the dangerous crossings and says it remains committed to combating illegal migration. As the humanitarian crisis eases on the ground, European leaders now face growing pressure to balance border security with humanitarian responsibilities and long-term migration policy. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.